Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
Welcome into The Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb in studio here alongside Chuck Caton, someone we all know as the voice of the Carolina Hurricanes. He's one of those NHL Hall of Fame broadcasters as well. Also in studio with us is best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, the knower of all things when it comes to retirement planning. Pete DeRuda, how are you doing, Coach Pete?
Coach doesn't know everything, Thomas. I don't know half of what I think I know. It's crazy out there. I mean, every single day, especially when it comes to all the new stuff that's out here, this AI.
Mm-hmm.
I get you to like explain AI to me. I don't. Chuck, do you understand AI?
No. But I do know that somebody in the White House has artificial intelligence. Anyway, that's my comment for the day.
That's Chuck Caton.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Spell it. K-A-I-T-O-N. I take a full accountability for that comment.
Chuck, I played top golf the other day in Vegas. You ever played top golf?
No, but I went to the competitor because I won't go to Topgolf for various and sundry reasons. But, it's great. Yeah. No, it's good.
It's a fun game to play. Why? People say, Coach, you must play a lot of golf. I say, no, I hate golf.
Yeah.
You know why? I just hate wasting time. I mean, that's 5 or 6 hours on a golf course. And I don't like gnats either and mosquitoes. And I don't like bugs. And what do you usually see? Where do they build golf courses a lot of times? Swampland, it feels like.
Swamps.
I mean, you know, and I just don't like that. So I don't have patience to be out there. Year. I maybe once a year I'm invited to play in a pro-am. I played on the golf team in high school, by the way, so it's not like I've been against golf. And by the way, golf was free back then because Dad paid for it. Golf isn't
That's
free.
Good golf.
As you get older, golf is not free.
No, it is not.
And so it had nothing to do with anything. I just wanted you to know that I played top golf.
Well,
I got 120.
Well, that was pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah,
now, that's you want the higher. When you're playing top golf, you want a high score. When you're playing regular golf, you want low score.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
120 on top golf is pretty good score.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. If nobody's done it before, it's kind of like a bowling alley. I mean,
that's what I compared it to. It's funny. I compared it to that too. I golfed to 120 on top golf, which is a good score.
That's awesome. Well, I'm just saying, I did pretty good at bowling. My last real golf score was about 120. So if I go to top golf, I might be in the 200 game.
There you go.
My highest bowling score ever was a 213.
213 was it really?
Yeah, 213. Wow. That's not a 300. I guess you could bowl a 300, right?
Sure.
So I'm not bragging. Obviously,
no,
not
but that's a strong game.
But my arm hurt the next day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't bowl all the time. I bowled in Vegas. They have bowling alleys everywhere there. Like there's 50 lanes in some of the casinos.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
Well, these are all retirement things.
They are. Sure they are.
They are.
I'm not retired. I'm not golfing and bowling. I'm not retired. I just have fun doing that. I guess when you're retired, you got nothing else to do. Why not spend a day on a golf course?
Exactly.
But I just don't have time. I'm not retired.
Yeah, but you hit the nail on the head. What do you need to do those things?
Yeah,
you need guaranteed income.
You need money, Chuck. Yeah, you don't want to blow through the money. Donuts. You like donuts?
I haven't had one in a while.
Thomas, you like donuts?
Absolutely.
Chuck, be honest, Chuck.
2 weeks ago.
At least 3 days. Well, what if you were, like, I love cream-filled donuts. That's my favorite. Okay. And up north, we remember this back in the day in New England, the Dunkin' Donuts out there had donut sticks.
Yes.
You could get an apple stick, a lemon stick. Basically, they would take it was the easier way to make a donut. You make a stick, like a stick figure, a big thick one, and they'd fill it with lemon filling or apple
really?
Filling.
Exactly. Oh, really?
And it was easier to me, it was easier to eat than a regular donut, and it was crispier. So, like, they would.
Oh, because you had more surface area. Yeah.
And so they don't make those anymore, but I always, one time, I got an apple one. It was cinnamon on the outside, apple, apple filled. And my grandpa back then in New England only let me have one donut in the morning. He was trying to. I was a little tubby. I was a little fat kid back in the day, so he was trying to limit my intake. And so I started biting it. I was all excited. I was gonna have this great apple filling. Started biting, one bite, no filling yet, but the cinnamon tasted good and all that. Three or four bites later, cinnamon still tasted good, but where's that apple?
Yeah, where is it?
Yeah.
The last bite, I finally got a little filling, but I felt ripped off.
Yeah.
So how is this? What does this have to do with the financial world? What if you had a retirement account? You thought it was a retirement account. You get to retirement, but there's no income in it.
Yeah.
So that's like biting in having a big lump sum type retirement account with no income built in is like having a filled donut with no filling. And you know how mad that made me?
Oh, my God.
Can we imagine how mad it would make people when they get to retirement? I know people are baffled when they get to retirement and they say, well, where's Mr. Planner? Where's my income?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, right now, the market's down. We need to hold it. Paper loss.
Be patient. Yeah.
I need money now, Mr. Broker.
Yeah.
So we need to have some of our money isolated from the market, and we need to have what I call Coach Pete's Triple S Action Plan. All right? We need strategy, solution, and stability with the money that we have put aside for retirement. We don't need it going up and down all around. We don't need to lose it, but we also need income. And if we don't have income, we don't have a retirement plan. Chuck, what does it take to do everything? Money.
It takes money.
It does.
And you want to be able to live a wonderful life in retirement, and you're going to do it by having that stability.
So let's go into retirement, and let's assume the market's down, and let's assume you never made this adjustments that you're supposed to, and you never put an income plan together. So you go into the store that you ought to eat one night, and when the waitress brings the bill, you bring out your stock statement. You say, look, this is just a paper loss, but as soon as it comes up, I'll have money to pay for the meal.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think they're going to do?
They're going to kick you when you're going to be washing dishes.
Exactly. There you go.
A lot of dishes these days, as expensive as food is out.
Yeah, you would.
Think about that, Thomas. So we need to make sure we know exactly where our money is, and we need to know what the purpose of our money is, and we don't need to be baffled by looking at our statements.
Yeah.
A lot of people are baffled.
They are.
When's the last time you really thought about income out there in the radio world? Ask yourself, have you ever thought about what that lump sum you have is going to translate to for you and your family? And it needs to be lifetime income for you and your spouse. Let's say that you have money. You start taking money out in retirement, and then you pass away, and you've spent a bunch of it, but your spouse now was depending on that money as well, and there's not much money in the lump sum anymore. Mm-hmm. If you would have put a true income plan together, the spouse would have continued to get the same income you both were getting when you were here.
There you go.
But you didn't have an income plan, so now you're in trouble. So my goal here has always been, 32 years, by the way, in the financial arena, like 20 years on the radio. But every and Thomas, you've been here about 10 of those.
I have, yeah, it's incredible.
And you know, what have I... Have I ever gone on a show without talking about income?
No, it's vitally important to the conversation we're having.
Yeah, and so why? Because we need it, and most people don't realize how important it is till it's too late. Let's say you have a big gain in the market. Well, Coach is talking about losing. What if I'm way up in my stock account? I don't need to listen to Coach Pete. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Does the market go up every day?
No, it doesn't.
Sir.
Does every stock go up every day?
No, it doesn't.
You can hear about the market doing well, but all your stocks are doing bad.
Yeah.
Because when they talk about it on the news, they're talking about like the NASDAQ maybe, or they're talking about the Dow.
Yeah,
with the Dow is what they feature. How many stocks are in the Dow? 30.
30. Mm-hmm.
Only 30 stocks. What are the chances you have all those stocks? Probably not much, because they're expensive stocks.
Yes.
So maybe you have some mutual funds, maybe, or ETFs, maybe they're in there. But that's not going to be a solution, because when they start going down, there goes all your portfolio. If you have all your money tied to the big stocks, they don't go up forever either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just ask people who retired in 07 or 08.
Yes. We have up and down all around. So the secret is to keep some money at risk, but also have some money at safety with income. So we say safety first here. If we're over 52, we call that the financial red zone. That's when it's time to really start paying attention to where your money is, why it's there, how it's going to come out, and when you can start taking it. If the market's down and you have all your money in the market and the market's down, you're going to be afraid to take any money out because you don't want to realize the losses.
That's true. Yeah. Very true.
But if you could take some of that money, move it to a place now, it would start growing, sharing in the gains of the market. When the market went down, it wouldn't go down. And when you decided to activate it, you could get a lifetime income. You could never outlive, and your spouse could also enjoy that income. Even if your balance went to zero, you still get income. Wouldn't you want to hear about that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. We get so caught up in the bragability of what we have. I want to brag about having some of these big stocks, people say, like NVIDIA. Yeah. I want to go to this cocktail party. Tell everybody I have 50 shares of that. I do, by the way. I bought it at $199. I actually showed you guys after the show a few months ago what I bought it for.
Yeah.
And it's been up to like $900,000. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I only have 50 shares. And Thomas, it cost me about $10,000 to buy just 50 shares of that. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And that was a big gamble back then at $199.
Yeah.
Could I have lost all that money? Yes. Would I have been okay if I would have lost that money? Yes. That was my risk portfolio.
Right.
Yeah. I've got myself. I have three annuities already. Got a life insurance policy that gives me long-term care, too. I have my death benefit. I can take that death benefit out and use it to pay for long-term care tax-free while I'm still here. Folks, if you haven't heard about some of these things, it's because you're getting the information from one place. If you're getting your information from your broker, they're never going to tell you about strategies like this. Why? Because they get paid assets under management fee. That means the more money they can collect from you and keep under their management, the more money they're going to make from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim they're fiduciaries. I'm a risk and safety guy. Right now, I've got my safety hat on. We've got to talk about safety. Safety needs with the hard hat, Thomas. The hard hat of safety.
I like it.
Because if we don't talk about safety, risk is always going to be here.
Yeah.
Safety is not in your portfolio many times, but risk is.
Yeah.
And even crypto goes up and down, had a good run, went back down. That's what happens in life, right? Up and down. But here's a strategy I've always told people about. If you invest in a stock and it doubles, sell half.
That's right.
And now you're playing with the bookie's money, because basically you got all your money back that you invested if you sell half. Let's say you bought a stock at $10. It went to $20. You sold half of it. You've got all your money out that they cost you to buy the stock to begin with.
Initially,
now you're letting it ride. So even if it went to zero, you still haven't lost any money.
That's right.
Of course, I wouldn't want to lose any money anyway. That's all your money now. You've doubled it. Why not realize that double? But if you think, we have this something my daughter calls it FOMO, fear of missing out. Folks, we need to get our own plan together. If you want your plan put together right now, we can do that for you at no cost or obligation. We'll put together a safe income plan. Thomas will tell you how to do that.
Absolutely. The number is 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383. You can also text keyword plan to 600-700. And when you call in or text in, you will begin a conversation with a member of the team here at Capital Financial to answer any questions you have or get that second opinion on your current plan. Maybe you need a plan. Now's the time to get one. Take the time. It's going to last for decades. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword plan to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.